here and told you stories or sang for you, which would run every one of you off, I guarantee you. But because we take our text and our concepts from the Word of God, this is worth it. Amen? Nothing in life is as worth as getting into the Word of God and finding the power, the ability, the desire to live a Christian life and please our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I hope that's what you get when you get into the Word of God. And if you do, that's a good thing, because that means you'll grow. You'll become more like Him. And so this is my privilege. I should be paying for this privilege. I'm serious about that. Now, I'm not going to, but I should be, okay? Oh, looky there. Bev's got her hand out. I shouldn't have said that. She's going to take me up on it. But we've got quite a few out today. I know a couple people on the road. Of course, Debbie's been out for a couple of weeks. They're in East Tennessee with her family. The Gregs have been out 2 or 3 weeks. Brother Chris on Wednesday night said that they thought that they would be here, but hopefully they can in the 10:30 service. But those guys are struggling. They usually do during the winter. And when winter's over, they pop back in. So we'll take that all day long, won't we? And I'm going to try to dismiss a few minutes early so we kind of get ready to start the cantata. But we have been in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 for probably 6 weeks now. And I still have to sit occasionally, so you bear with me on that. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, and what the Apostle Paul has been telling us, as we've seen in this chapter, is although he talks about marriage, and although he talks about being single, the benefits of both, the things to beware of in both, that's what we've covered so far, he's really used this chapter while talking about that, to tell us how to think. Because we can take the principles found in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, and we can use them in everything we do in life. Not just, you know, we're seniors. We're not going to do a whole lot of marrying the rest of our life. We're not going to do a whole lot of many things in our life. But the decision on what to do in our life in those things, I caught that, Linda, took a minute. What we do in our life, how do we think about them things? How do we go through life in a way that pleases the Lord? So the first thing that we saw was sincerity of heart was above all. And then we looked at the need for discretion in our life. You know, discretion is awfully, awfully important. Sometimes we find ourselves in a mess in life because we haven't used good wisdom in the choices that we make. Have you ever done that? I'm still doing that. I'm still trying to get over how not to do that. Our country, we wouldn't be in such a mess today if we were more concerned with selecting a leader who could lead, who could make good business decisions for this company, the United States of America. But no, we're so busy, and you know, this is just what we've become as a country, and it is what it is. But you know, if my paycheck goes down a little bit, then it's the president's fault, you know. So it's just something that we need to realize is we need for ourselves what most people need for their lives, what companies need for their lives, and that's wisdom, discretion. We've covered this before, but in our generation and in those generations before us, we were good at keeping lists. And I like a good list. Now, I almost can never finish a list, you know. That's what I do. I start out in the morning. I've got to do all of these things. I get down to 5 p.m. and I got the first two things done. But I still like lists. We're good at that. However, when we're list keepers, when we're rule keepers, and we need to be rule keepers, but when we're rule keepers, we can often forget the intent of the rule. Paul spends the entire chapter 7 of 1 Corinthians helping us to think. He didn't put a list of things in here about, no, you shouldn't you shouldn't get a divorce over this, or you should get a divorce over this, or you should stay single, or you should stay. No, he didn't do that. He gave us some guidelines to help us think. He wants to help us think. So sincerity, discretion. And then the third one we come upon is the need, the necessity for us to live our lives in such a way that brings glory to God. How can I bring glory to God? Will I bring more glory to God by getting divorced or by remaining single? There's not one answer to that. There is not one answer to that. Having a sincere heart, having wisdom, discretion to know how to make good decisions, bring glory to God. The Christian's number one goal in life is to bring glory to God. When I'm honest with myself, I sometimes at the end of a week see things that were said or done that didn't bring a whole lot of glory, and it shames me. And if you're honest with yourself, sometimes it'll be that way with you. But we come across number four. It's where we'll start this morning's lesson. And I'll just go ahead and tell you. You want to know what it is? It'd be nice. Influence. It's a wonderful, wonderful concept of Scripture. Influence. Now, before we read the lesson, before we read the text, when you think of influence, think of it two ways. What kind of influence are we on people? And then what kind of influence do I need in my life? Let's go to 1 Corinthians 7, and we're going to read starting in verse number 12. This is pretty much where we left off last week. Paul says, "But to the rest speak I." Okay, who's the rest? Well, Paul has spent a fair amount of time in the first 11 verses talking about the benefits of being married and the benefits of being single, giving us a big array of opinions on that. And so he says here, to the rest of you, speak I, not the Lord. Now that just means that Jesus Christ, when he walked this earth and ministered, he didn't give a billion rules. He gave some rules. So Paul, in his good judgment, you know, in chapter 6, we found out that one of the necessary things in a judge, you know, believers were taking each other to court, and Paul lists the qualities, the characteristics of a judge that should decide matters. Well, Paul's deciding matters here. He's given us something that he's received by God's Spirit. But to the rest speak I, not the Lord. If any brother hath a wife that believeth not, and she be pleased to dwell with him, let him not put her away. And the woman which hath an husband that believeth not, and if he be pleased, let's turn this thing off, Valerie. Yep, let me turn this off and make sure. We don't need that distraction. Okay. Can you hear me? Kevin, can you hear me? Okay. Annie, can you hear me?